Im Chapter 2 Mishnah 2, Anoisen Shikloi Lachavera Lishkol Al Yado. If a person gives a shekel to his fellow to contribute for him, right? So A gives to B a shekel, and B goes off. And what does he do? Shkala Al Yado Atzma. When he gets to the temple, he gives it to the temple treasurers from himself, not from the guy who gave it to him. Right? He steals it. Im Nisrama Truma. So if the Truma has been taken from the temple already there, the first withdrawal out of the chamber, then this coin actually belongs to who? To the temple already. So giving it on his own behalf now, he's actually now stolen temple property, right? Because it's already the temple's. So in that case, ma'al, he has committed me'ila. Me'ila means that you illegally derive personal benefit from temple property, and you would have to pay it back plus a fifth, plus bring a special sacrifice to obtain forgiveness for Me'ila. So this case over here is Me'ila, and he would have to do all of that, pay it back, plus a fifth, plus bring a sacrifice. Hashoikel shekel mimas hekdesh. If someone contributes his shekel from consecrated property, meaning he takes, let's say, the shekel, and he donates it to the temple for upkeep of the temple. But he hasn't given it to them yet. He's still got it, right? But it's not his. It's owned by the temple. Now he goes and he gives it again as half shekel. So in says the Mishnah, im nisrama truma v'karva behema. If the truma has already been withdrawn, and an animal has been sacrificed with the money that has been withdrawn, then ma'al, now he has committed ma'ila, and again you would have to pay it back, plus the fifth, plus bring the sacrifice. So the commentaries all say, jump up and down, this, the animal had been offered. The difference in the first two cases is in the first case it didn't say an animal had to have been offered. In this case it says they actually had to offer an animal. There's different opinions. Some commentaries say that this and the animal has to be offered is actually going on both cases. It's actually that clause in the Mishnah is going on the first and the second case. Mm-hmm. Other commentaries try to differentiate between the two cases, because in the first case, his friend had given him the money. It wasn't yet consecrated, right? But until they withdrew the truma. But in the second case, it was consecrated. It had been donated to the temple for temple upkeep. So they try to differentiate on that basis why in the second case it says the animal has to be offered, and in the first case, it doesn't say the animal had to be offered. Okay, anyway, going on. Midmei Masa Shani. If he gives his shekel from money which is already second tithe money, right? Now, meaning that he took produce which had to be taken up and eaten in Jerusalem, couldn't get there, so he transferred the sanctity onto money. Now he takes that money and he gives it as his shekel. Or midmei shvis, or it's money of the seventh year, meaning he's bought seventh year produce with the money, so that money becomes midmei shvis, seventh year. It has to be treated like produce of the seventh year. And now he takes it, and he gives it as his half shekel. Can't do that in both of those cases. What he has to do is yochel kenegdan, and he has to eat an equivalent amount, meaning he has to take a second amount, and he has to donate that again as masa sheni or shmita money, right? And then use it for Masa Shani or Shmita money. So what's actually happened is you see the Masa Shani or Shmita money does become the half shekel. It does become the half shekel, right? But what he has to do is he now has to replace it. He has to replace the Masa Shani or Shmita money that he's donated as the half shekel. He has to replace that with another equivalent amount.